On August 17th, an OSS humanitarian mission parachuted into the civilian assembly camp at Weixian, China. There were 1,500 civilians of 14 nationalities had been interned here for 2.5 years by the Japanese. This OSS mission was called Duck. The team leader was Major Stanley A. Steiger. Major Steiger now tells us something about the Duck mission and its objectives.
This is Major Steiger, the Officers of Strategic Services. On August 17, 1945, our team, comprised of 3 officers and 4 enlisted men, made a parachute jump into Weixian, China. Our mission was to arrange for the evacuation of some 20 to 30 medical cases who are internees in the POW camp at this station. Also, we were to arrange for the air transport and resupply of food and clothing to the internees of this camp. All records concerning the personnel, Japanese authorities, and Chinese assistance people were to be collected by us and turned over to our respective headquarters.
Major, did you have any idea of the Japanese probable attitude towards your mission?
No, we did not. We had no idea.
So you were taking a chance that you might be met with bullets when you went out this mission. You knew of that possibility?
Yes, we knew that possibility.
Now, sir, you were up in the plane above Weixian. What information did you have on the location of the camp?
Our only information concerning the location of the camp was that the internee camp in this area was located near the city of Weixian, China. Its exact location was not known.
You knew just that it was a compound outside of the camp somewhere?
Yes.
And what steps did you take to discover this compound from the plane?
Our plane flew in at about 2,000 feet over the city of Weixian on our first pass over the district. Upon contacting no enemy resistance from the ground, we lowered down to 1,000 feet, at which time we continued to lower until we were at 500 feet. We made several passes over the city of Weixian, the surrounding locality, various compounds. Eventually, after making approximately 6 to 7 passes over the area and the various cities and compounds, we located the camp at Weixian here.
Major, how did you locate the camp? How did you know this was definitely it?
We noticed one compound which was located 2 to 3 miles southeast of the city of Weixian. The compound had barbed wire around the outskirts of the area. It also had a walled area. I can't do it.
You're doing fine, Major. Step right back up this microphone.
Holy smoke.
You saw wire around it?
We saw wire around the compound. Also, there's a high wall with pillboxes on all ends.
Fine. And you saw people out waving too, didn't you?
Yes, there were people in an area which was similar to a ball diamond. And we got the idea right away that they were Allied prisoners of war because the persons waving at us had cotton clothes on, cotton dresses with plaids and so forth.
Yeah, that is logical. Well, then you came down. Then the pilot brought the B-24 down.
Exactly. Brought down about 450 feet.
And then you jumped.
Jumped.
Major, in what order did you and the team jump from the plane?
We jumped in the following order. Myself as number one man. Number two man was Sergeant Nagaki. Sergeant Nagaki.
Sergeant Nagaki, Japanese-American interpreter on this mission.
Number three man was Ensign James W. Moore.
Ensign James W. Moore, intelligence officer for the Duck mission.
Number four man was T-5 Peter Orlick.
Corporal Peter Orlick. Radio operator on this mission.
Number five man was Eddie Wong.
Eddie Wong, Chinese-American interpreter in this mission.
Ding Hao. Number six man was First Lieutenant James Hannon.
Lieutenant James J. Hannon, Agus representative on the Duck mission.
And number seven man was T-4 Raymond N. Hanchuluk, our medic.
Sergeant Ray Hanchuluk, the medical surgeon on this mission.
I can truthfully say that it certainly has been a pleasure and an honor to serve with this group, the officers and enlisted men which comprise the Duck mission. Each man has done his job to the best of his ability, and due regard and honors is entitled to each and every one.